Hey mama, I want to invite you to something. I am hosting a free anger management bootcamp on the podcast May 6th through the 10th. Monday through Friday, there will be a new episode released teaching you where anger comes from and what goes on in your brain when you feel intense feelings, how to lower your stress and increase capacity levels as a mom, how to shift your mindset to align your actions with the mom that you want to be, and how to break generational anger patterns. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss a day and sign up using the link in the show notes so you can get access to the episodes as soon as they drop and an email summary of the daily trainings, as well as access to a live Q&A call on the last day of the bootcamp. Invite one or three of your mama friends so they can learn how to manage their emotions well too. Link to sign up is in the show notes. I can't wait to see you in there. Let's get back into this podcast episode. Hey friend, are you feeling super overwhelmed? I have great news for you. I put together a stress release session that I will be hosting live on October 20th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. What is going to happen on this stress release session? So together, we will get all your mental stress out of your mind and on paper. That will significantly reduce overwhelm. We will do this. Everybody will do it together. Okay. Then we're going to look at your list and we're going to pick one thing that is in your full control. And we're going to come up with an action that you can take to do something about it today to feel better and in control of the situation. Then we're going to pick one of the things that is not in your control that is on the list, and we will release the control of that so you can reduce the anxiety and overwhelm that is going on in your brain. Then we're going to do a powerful calming meditation that is going to calm your nervous system, and you will leave feeling so much lighter, so much more peaceful, calm, and grounded and relaxed. I am so excited for this because I've never done this before. This is going to be live. It's going to be recorded. So if you don't show up live and you can't show up live, you can totally do the replay. But I am so excited for this. I know this is going to change your day completely, and it's going to give you tools that you can implement today to feel better and know what to do next time you're feeling just like that. Mama, I can't wait for you to come and join me. Hi, friend. I am so glad that you're here for another episode. Today, I want to talk to you about how your kids do not need a perfect mom. So what is this mindset that I need to be perfect? And it's a mindset. It's a belief that you have, that you've had for maybe many years. It could have come from your childhood. Maybe your mom had this standard for you that everything had to be perfect and just so. It could have been from the culture or like online messages that you got that I have to be just so and perfect because you see other moms kind of have it all together, or at least they portray that way on social media. And maybe you develop this internal belief that in order to be a good mom, I have to be perfect. Okay? I need you to understand that this mindset, this sort of belief, will create so much stress for you. So much stress in your mind. It's just unnecessary, and it's definitely something you can do about today and take action on it. Here's the thing for me, I guess like when I think of like perfection and being a good mom, you know, for me, it comes back to like being calm and grounded all the time. Well, that's not realistic. I'm not that way all the time. And the reality is that my problem is that I will have those thoughts like, well, I teach this. I should know better. I should do better. I should be able to do this 100% of the time, but I don't. I'd say 80% of the time, 80 to 90% of the time, I am definitely the mom I want to be for my kids, definitely. But there's that, you know, 10, 15, sometimes 20% where, you know, I say and do things maybe I wish I didn't in that way, and I make mistakes. And we'll talk about today about making mistakes and why that is okay. Okay? So if you set the standard for yourself that I have to be perfect and with everything, that's a really high and unrealistic standard. And if you have it for yourself, chances are it came from your childhood. It's possible that your parents, like, I know, especially like I hear a lot that Asian families, that their parents have such high standards. Like, I got an A. Well, why didn't you get an A plus? You know, and like, you have to be perfect, perfect. And that creates a lot of like mental struggles down the road, right? You feel like you have to be perfect in order for people to love you, to accept you. And that is something we really need to kind of unravel and just kind of look through, okay? And if you have those expectations for yourself and you don't break that chain of this high, high, high unrealistic standard, you're going to put that on your kids, okay? And it's not realistic and it's not attainable. You will have times where you fail, let's just say, in that way. You know, you mess up, you make mistakes, and then you beat yourself up and create so much guilt for yourself because of this unrealistic standard that you created for yourself, okay? No one actually likes to be around that perfect person who is like not real, not raw, and just has every little part of their life together. And at least nobody actually does. That's not even true. Nobody has every part of their life together. But I'm talking about someone who just portrays that they have it all together. Nobody really likes to be around that person. I personally don't. I like to be around authentic people. I'm not talking about like a person that's like a hot mess, falling apart at the seams, like when you're around them, they like pull you down and they drag you down, or they make you feel better that you're a better mom because they're so miserable, like such a hot mess. No, I'm done with that. I'm not subscribing to that anymore. I am out of hot mess culture, mom, hot mess mom culture. I'm out of that. But I'm talking about like being open and raw and be like, hey, you know, like this is real. Like, I'm struggling with this and this is the way things are. Like, I love my kids and I'm struggling with, let's say, this aspect of like being patient with them. I really want to be that mom for them, but I'm not sure what I'm doing wrong. And I'm struggling. By the way, if this is you and you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, I do struggle with being patient with my kids. I do struggle with like, responding positively. I do struggle with feeling grounded and calm and peaceful. And it seems like everything is chaotic. I'm always busy and I'm always running late and I'm a mess. I'm a mess. And like, I'm trying to be super mom and it's not working out. And I feel like I'm failing and I'm raising my voice at my kids and I'm screaming and I'm even experiencing mom rage. If this is you, hey mama, like reach out to me. I'm here for you. I'm here to support you. I'm here to guide you. I offer free stress management calls. In the show notes, there's a link to book a free stress management call with me. It's completely free. It's here to serve you. I want to support you. I don't want you to stay that way. You deserve so much more than that hot mess mom mentality. You are not meant for that life, especially if you're listening to this and you're like, I'm so done with that. I want to feel better. I am here for you. I'm here to support you. If the times and the that I have and the booking times don't work for you, just send me a DM or an email and say, hey, I want to set up a call with you, but the times don't work for you, for me. Like, reach out to me. I am here for you. I'm here to help you and serve you. Like, this is my mission in life. It's to help you get out of this dump, this dark hole, feeling like a complete disaster, feeling miserable, feeling like a mess, like you're falling apart at the seams because you have so much like shame and guilt because you had unrealistic standards for yourself. And then you feel like a complete disaster. It takes so much energy to try to be perfect. So much energy. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do that to yourself. Okay, don't do that to your kids. And the reason this is important, because when you like have this perfectionist standard for yourself, you will make mistakes and you're going to beat yourself up for it then really, really hard. It's going to lead to mental struggles and it's going to push you into feeling emotionally not well. And like, as you've learned from me, it's going to spill out into the rest of the family. Okay. So what you need to do, this is what needs to be done. You need to shift your mindset that it is okay for me to make mistakes. I don't have to be a perfect mom. I am loved the way I am. I am enough. My kids do not need a perfect mom. They don't. And by the way, if you do try to do that, you set this insanely high standard for your kids that is unattainable. It's going to lead them to have perfectionist realistic standards for them in life. And sure, it's okay to have that in some aspects of your life, like if you're working on a project, I don't know, but oftentimes that just leads to a lot of other problems instead of actually being helpful for us. And your kids need to see how you make mistakes. They also need to see how you recover from that, how you own that, how you apologize for that, how you take responsibility for that, instead of blaming everything on others. If you messed up today and you yelled at your kids and you lost your cool, and I'm not talking, there's a difference. Okay, there's a difference between hey kids, come over here. Why is nobody here? I said get out the door right now. Like, there is a difference between that and like completely losing your marbles, like experiencing mom rage, freaking out, about to physically hurt someone, screaming at the top of your lungs, feeling like a, I'm sorry for swearing, like a shitty mom. Like, it's my show. I can do that if I want to. Feeling like a complete crazy person. Like, there's a big difference between those two. I do raise my voice with my kids in the sense of like, hey, I said turn off the TV right now. Or like we hurry up. We got to get out the door. There's a difference, okay? Versus and actually like screaming, freaking out, being so pissed off at everybody and just like throwing in the towel. There's a big difference. And if you are on that other part where you're just completely losing your cool often, this is what I'm here for. Mama, book that free stress management call. I'm here to support you. On that call, we just go a little bit deeper in what is weighing you down. We get to the root of at least one of the issues you're experiencing. I help you come up with actionable steps you can take today so you feel lighter and more in control when you're done with this conversation, okay? And if you want to learn more, I'll share with you about my coaching program, but that is all if you want to learn more. There's no pressure in that. My goal is to support you, okay? So this is just nice, short and sweet. This is a short episode. And in this episode, what I want you to take away from this episode is that your kids do not need a perfect mom. If you put that standard on yourself, it is a really heavy load and it's going to create so much stress in your life. Nobody really likes to be around that perfect person. It makes them feel uncomfortable. It makes them feel like they're less than, okay? You can't be authentic and real and raw around a person like that. You feel like you can't make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We all mess up, and that is okay. I'm not talking about being a hot mess constantly, no. I'm talking about being authentic and real and raw and allowing yourself to be human and make mistakes when you actually have a hard day, all right? So this is what I want you to walk away with. You don't have to be a perfect mom. Your kids don't need a perfect mom. You are awesome and amazing the way you are. You're an amazing mom. You deserve to be a mom. You are the best mom for your kids. I love you, my friend, and I'll see you next time. Hi, friend. Did you learn something new or found value in this episode? If so, would you stop right now and share this episode with one Christian mama friend who has young kiddos and could benefit from this message? Word of mouth is the best way to spread the word and grow this podcast. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you please rate and review on Apple Podcasts so I know that this content is helpful and I can continue to create more episodes. This is really the only way for me to know that you are blessed by this podcast. I'll see you soon, my friend. God bless you.